Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Where every whisper could be your last. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
It was a cold night in February 2019 when tragedy struck in the waterways of Beaufort County, South Carolina. A group of young friends, fresh from a night of fun and drinks, were on a boat speeding through the dark waters. What was supposed to be a carefree outing quickly turned catastrophic when the boat slammed into a bridge. The crash claimed the life of 19-year-old Mallory Beach, whose body was found days later, miles from where the accident occurred. At the helm of that boat was Paul Murdaugh, the youngest son of Alec Murdaugh, a name that, until then, had commanded respect in South Carolina's Lowcountry. Alec was part of a legal dynasty that stretched back generations with deep roots in the local judicial system. The Murdaughs were powerful, influential, and wealthy, but after that night, the cracks in their seemingly unassailable world began to show, and over the next few years, those cracks would widen until they became impossible to ignore. The 2019 boat crash set in motion a series of events that would lead to the unraveling of one of the most prominent legal families in the South. At the center of it all was Alec Murdaugh, who now stands convicted of murdering his wife Maggie and his son Paul in June of 2021. But even before those shocking murders, Alec was already facing a growing storm of legal troubles, much of it tied to that fateful night on the water. In the months after the crash, Mallory Beach's family, devastated by the loss of their daughter, filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the Murdaughs. The lawsuit named Paul, his older brother Buster, their mother Maggie, and Alec himself as defendants. Also named was Parker's Kitchen, a convenience store chain accused of selling alcohol to Paul on the night of the crash, despite his being underage. The case would become a pivotal moment in the story of Alec Murdaugh's downfall, a tipping point that set the stage for the revelations to come. But the legal process, as it often does, moved slowly. The lawsuit lingered for years as Alec Murdaugh's legal troubles mounted. Then, in June 2021, just days before a judge was set to rule on whether Alec would have to disclose information about his finances in connection to the wrongful death lawsuit, tragedy struck again. This time it was the Murdaugh family itself that was torn apart. Alec's wife Maggie and their son Paul were found shot to death at the family's hunting lodge. The murders shocked the community, and the ripple effects were felt far beyond South Carolina. The Beach family's lawsuit, which had already garnered attention due to the Murdaugh family's prominence, took on new significance. Prosecutors would later argue that the mounting scrutiny from the lawsuit, combined with the financial pressures Alec was facing, played a role in his decision to allegedly kill his own family. The pressure was certainly there. By the time the murders occurred, Alec Murdaugh's carefully constructed world was crumbling. He had allegedly stolen nearly $11 million from clients, friends, and even the family of his longtime housekeeper, Gloria Satterfield. As the legal walls began to close in, it became clear that Alec Murdaugh's financial empire was built on deception, and the Beach family's lawsuit was one of the many forces threatening to expose him. In July of 2023, a major development in the lawsuit took place. The Beach family reached a settlement with Parker's Kitchen, whose insurers agreed to pay $15 million. It was a significant victory for the Beaches, but the legal battle with Alec Murdaugh was far from over. At that point, his assets were under the control of court-appointed custodians due to his ongoing legal troubles, and his boat insurance company, Progressive, was refusing to pay the $500,000 policy related to the crash. This delay added another layer of complexity to the case. Progressive's stance was that they wouldn't release the funds until Alec was dismissed as a defendant in the wrongful death lawsuit. It wasn't until October 10, 2024, that Circuit Judge Daniel Hall signed an order formally dismissing Murdaugh as a defendant, finally allowing Progressive to pay out the insurance policy. The settlement marked the end of a long and painful chapter for the Beach family. For years, they had sought justice for Mallory's death, and while no amount of money could bring her back, the resolution of the lawsuit provided a sense of closure. What should have happened way back when finally took place, said Mark Tinsley, the Beach family's attorney, when the settlement was finalized. But for Alec Murdaugh, this was just one piece of a much larger puzzle. His legal troubles were far from over. While the settlement in the boat crash case brought some resolution to that particular aspect of his downfall, Murdaugh still faces the consequences of his actions in other areas. He's already pleaded guilty to a host of state and federal financial crimes, and he is currently serving time for the murders of his wife and son. The boat crash lawsuit was not just about financial compensation. It was a key part of the broader narrative that led to the unraveling of Alec Murdaugh's empire. For years, the Murdaugh family had been untouchable, their power and influence seemingly insulating them from the consequences of their actions. But after that night in 2019, when Mallory Beach's life was tragically cut short, the tide began to turn. As the legal proceedings moved forward, more and more details about Alec Murdaugh's financial misdeeds came to light. The lawsuit forced him to confront his finances in a way that he had managed to avoid for years. And when the murders of Paul and Maggie occurred, the scrutiny intensified. Prosecutors argued that Alec, facing the loss of his reputation, his money, and his freedom, saw no other way out but to commit the unthinkable. It was a case that captivated the nation, not just because of the shocking nature of the crimes, but because of the slow, methodical way in which the truth came to light. Piece by piece, the carefully constructed image of Alec Murdaugh as a respected attorney and family man was dismantled, revealing a man who allegedly lied, stole, and killed to protect his own interests. The final settlement in the wrongful death lawsuit against Murdaugh may bring some closure to the legal proceedings surrounding the 2019 boat crash, but the ramifications of that night continue to reverberate. The lawsuits brought by the four surviving passengers of the boat crash have also been settled, marking the official end of the legal battles tied to the incident. Yet, for the Beach family and for the community that watched the Murdaughs rise and fall, the emotional toll remains. Mallory Beach was just 19 years old when her life was cut short, and the pain of her loss will never fully fade. For her family, the years-long legal battle was about more than just money. It was about accountability, about making sure that someone was held responsible for the tragedy that took their daughter's life. As for Alec Murdaugh, His days of wealth and influence are over. His assets have been liquidated, his reputation destroyed, and his freedom taken away. The man who once stood at the top of South Carolina's legal world now faces the consequences of his actions in a prison cell, with no end in sight to the legal challenges he must confront. In the end, the 2019 boat crash was more than just a tragic accident. It was the catalyst for the downfall of a man who had spent years hiding his misdeeds behind a facade of respectability. And while the settlement in the wrongful death lawsuit may mark the official end of the legal proceedings related to that night, the story of Alec Murdaugh's crimes and their impact will continue to be felt for years to come. The case against Alec Murdaugh is not just a story of greed, betrayal, and murder. It's a story about the consequences of unchecked power and the lengths to which some will go to protect their secrets. As the legal proceedings come to a close, one can't help but wonder, had it not been for that night in February 2019, would Alec Murdaugh's crimes have ever come to light? Would his web of lies have continued to grow, unchecked and unchallenged? We may never know for sure, but what we do know is that, in the end, the truth did come out. And for the Beach family and for all those who suffered at the hands of Alec Murdaugh, that truth, hard-fought and long-awaited, is a victory in itself. As we close this chapter, the legal ramifications continue to unfold, but one thing is certain, the Murdaugh family's legacy will forever be marked by the tragic events that began on that cold February night.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The savings are scorching during the Red Hot Sale event at Omaha Steaks. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, everyday essentials, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at omahasteaks.com. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Red Hot Sale event at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOTSALE. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.